Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our new friend, but soon to not be new friend. He's going to become an old friend, I can promise you that. Weldon Long is here, ladies and gentlemen. Weldon is the author of the upcoming book, The Power of Consistency. And this is the book that's going to have the real stuff of how this man went from drug addict to convict to successful entrepreneur to award-winning author to a successful father. I'm going to give you the biggest standing ovation for that. And now he's telling people, he's helping people, he's giving back. Weldon Long, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your journey, on making something out of this. There are a lot of people listening right now who didn't have nearly the difficulties that you had, whether self-imposed or not, but they're still out there thinking, you know, they're sort of having a pity party because something didn't work out exactly, you know, like they thought they should. And, yeah. You know, they need to juxtapose that story against yours and then get off their backside, right?
Absolutely, and I want to thank you for mentioning my son. You know, Dr. Covey once told me that no amount of success outside the home will ever compensate for failure inside the home.
That's right.
And so my relationship with my son, whom I got when he was 10, he's 20 now, has been the best part of my story. But as far as what you're saying about your listeners, you know, listen, if we're waiting for the economy to get better or the problems to go away before we're going to be successful, if we're waiting for customers to get better credit or if we're waiting for competitors to raise their prices, I mean, if we're waiting for those things, Jim, we're going to be waiting for a long, long time. The key to success is creating the prosperity mindset, which is the basis of this new book, that really has that success emanating outwards. Because the truth is, we can create a mindset that can be successful not when the challenges are gone, but despite the challenges, mm-hmm. in the face of the challenges. And that's what I learned from all the great thinkers and writers we were talking in the break. I meant to tell you that Tom Hopkins, the great sales trainer, wrote the foreword for my new book. And Tom is, I've learned so much from Tom. We do about 5 or 6 events. In fact, Tom and I are doing a new internet TV show. I'll have to get you more information on it coming up real soon.
Good.
And I just learned from these great people, and I just decided I'm going to do what they do and see what happens. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us a little bit about what you in the previous segment you talked about the success is not about knowledge, it comes from within. And talk to us a little bit more about how to help people get off the dime, get off their backsides, make something happen. Does it have to do with being afraid to make decisions? Is that a part of it at all?
I think there is some uncertainty, as we were talking about in the last segment, that at times this homeostasis, which is kind of our comfort zone, success can seem just as unfamiliar as failure. We kind of get in this comfort zone in life, and we tend to stay there. In my case, my devastation was my blessing because it drove me. I had to move beyond where I was, and it drove me past mediocrity onto some extraordinary things. And really, again, it is about the mindset, about getting focused. I base my force process on the acronym of FEAR: getting focused, emotionally committed, taking consistent action, and, of course, taking responsibility. And that FEAR is the four-step process to get really clear on what we want in life, which is more complicated than we might think.
Taking responsibility.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big part of this, isn't it? I mean, some people might not want to take action because they would have to take responsibility for those actions, but shouldn't they also look around and say, wait a minute, I also have to take responsibility for my inaction?
Absolutely. I mean, we are responsible one way or the other. We are responsible for the, you know, for the lack of action or the ability to take action. As Dr. Covey again quoted, that it's the ability to respond. You get to respond to life however you want. And the bad news is that good things happen to bad people. I was in New York doing Fox News recently and went down to the World Trade Center, and bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
The good news is that our ultimate results in life are more often than not a reflection of our decisions and our choices, not necessarily the bad thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have, and that was liberating for me because while I was sitting in the penitentiary as a 3-time loser, the odds of my luck getting better were not very good.
Right.
The odds of getting smarter all of a sudden were not all that great. But what I could do was start making better decisions and change my thoughts. And when you change your thoughts, you change physiology, you know, neurologically. You change your thoughts, you change your emotions, you change your emotions, you change your actions, you change your actions, you change your results. It's not rocket science.
How, you know, one of the things that I think, I believe in American exceptionalism. I believe it is real.
Absolutely.
And I believe it is multifaceted. And one of the great parts of American exceptionalism is the concept of redemption that we have in this country. How much do you attribute your success, your ability to turn your life around, to the exceptional way that America redeems its people?
Well, this is truly the land of opportunity, and we are exceptional in that we give that opportunity, and we are a compassionate, forgiving nation. We expect results, and we hold people accountable, and that's what the prisons are there for, to hold people accountable to protect society. That's a legitimate public policy argument. But there is opportunity. Anyway, I tell people all the time that I live better in prison than free people do in the rest of the world.
Right.
And the reality is anywhere else in this world, there's no way that I would have the opportunity. That is the entrepreneurial spirit of this country, the spirit of self-reliance.
And the redemption, the redemption factor. Quickly, I got 30 seconds. How big a part of your recovery and repositioning in the society and success do you attribute to your faith life?
Faith is a huge part of it. Just after my father died, I had some experiences and basically figured out that I had done the best I could do at that point in my life. And I surrendered my life to the will of God. It changed everything. I tell people all the time, I didn't do this. It happened to me. Big difference.
You made yourself available, didn't you?
Absolutely.
That word available is powerful. Absolutely. In a faith journey. Critically. Weldon, come back again. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to, Jim. It'd be a lot of fun.
Congratulations on all your success and the way you're giving back. Give us the website quickly, please.
WeldonLong.com or free.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.